Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to a Thursday edition. University of Oklahoma student is stopped from entering the stadium with a Trump is our president sign. I guess they were taking a bunch of students and they were making like symbols like a lightning bolt and different things. And they were offended by that. Tom Brokaw gets it. And I want to get into what he has to say about Trump and different stuff, and floored me from that guy because that guy's like so liberal, it's not funny. Also, folks, Donald J. Trump called the Syrian chemical attacks horrible. They are very troubling times in the Middle East. And is Hillary Clinton tied to it? I'll look into that and I'll get into that and I'll talk about that. Are you proud to be an American? Or at least I know I'm free. Well, Democrats that say yes to that are going dropping like flies. It's amazing because I want to get into something Michelle Obama said twice. A U.S. Air Force plane, an F-16, went down in Maryland near D.C. The pilot ejected. Is he okay? I'll get into that and what happened if we know anything. Also, federal appeals court ruled for the first time that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects lesbian, gays, and transgenders and pansexuals and all that stuff. I'll get into that. Also, a family donates the organs of their 20-year-old daughter who dies in a pancake eating contest. I'll get into that much, much more. And welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And what a week we're having, folks. Finally, someone on the left, Tom Brokaw, gets it. I mean, you have University of Oklahoma students that are tries to enter a stadium where they're doing like, okay, we're going to make a lightning bolt with all these students and we're going to make like a design of lightning bolt and all these different things. And he was coming to participate and had a sign, you know, and shirt and all this stuff. It says like, you know, Trump is our president. And boy, was they offended, and he was not allowed in the stadium and all this stuff. And there's outrage, and there should be. There should be. And before I move on, I just want to remind you this. Proverbs 15, 31, and 32. If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. If you reject discipline, you will only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you will grow in understanding. I put that in the middle of what I'm talking about because that's where we're at in this world. You know, learn, listen, take criticism. Okay? Hillary lost. I can tell you why she lost. Learn, listen. No, you don't want to do that. You support Trump? I'm offended. I'm offended. He supports Trump. I'm hurt. Well, then you shouldn't be in college. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Plain and simple. He's not my president. I didn't vote for him. Well, boo-hoo. Sorry you're not going to get college for free. Sorry you're not going to get everything for free. You're not just going to get stuff handed to you. You're actually going to have to earn a living. Sorry. Tom Brokaw gets it. This is not our parents' Democratic Party. Trump won. We need to get over it and start supporting our president. But what have I said? If Trump was so bad, wouldn't you want his policies to go through so that they fail and then he looks bad? No. You're trying to block everything. They're trying to block everything to make him look, oh, we need to ban these. We need to ban all these travel bans that he has. We need to block him, and we need to let everyone in this country. We need to help these refugees and give them things when we're not even helping our vets. Don't worry, you're a Syrian refugee. You'll get all the medical care you need. That vet, who cares? Even though he lost a limb fighting for our country so you have freedom, who cares about the vet? Who cares about all these people that died for our country? We need to care about the people from Syria. It's ridiculous. At least Tom Brokaw gets it. Like, hey, we need to move on. Trump won. He was elected president. Get over it already. Get your panties out of a wad. Throw away your blanket and your cocoa and grow a pair. And let's move on, folks. I'm going to have to take finals now because Trump's president. I'm not going to be able to like skip all that stuff. I'm not going to be able to work ever again. I mean, because, see, I was going to work for Hot Topic, the only place I can work for, but, you know, they won't hire me. I'm barred from that place. So I'm just going to have to go cuss out my mom and yell and scream at her for ridiculous bullcrap because now I'm going to actually have to try to work for a living, but I'm not going to do that, so someone's going to have to pay for me. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe page so I don't have to work and you can just send me money. That's the world we live in, folks. That's the wonderful Democrats. That's the wonderful Democrats. I mean, the Syrian attacks, the chemical attacks, there's actually evidence that Hillary might even be involved in this. And it's not what, I guess, excuse me, what they're saying is that she is tied to the chemical weapons that were brought in, and they believe that it was a setup with the Syrian gas attack to blame it on Assad in order to justify the U.S. invading Syria as the U.S. invaded Libya to get rid of Gaddafi. And with, if you know how she was in Benghazi and allowed 4 Americans to die and told people to stand down, you know, it's not too far-fetched. But something's got to be done. Because, I mean, if you don't remember when John Kerry said in a tweet and talked about this, that we want to thank the Americans that helped get the last 8% of the chemical weapons out of Syria. What do you mean, last April? How can they? What? They had chemical attacks, but I thought we got it all. I think you need to have John Kerry on the news and ask him. Well, Syria had chemical attacks. Do you want to explain that there, buddy? Because, yeah, somebody died. Many people died from chemical attacks that couldn't happen because you got all the chemicals out of Syria. Oops. I mean, I really would not want to have Hillary Clinton or John Kerry fly in my plane. Oh, that engine that's smoking. Oh, it's fine. Don't worry. Yeah. That's where I turned on the smoker so that we can write like letters in the sky. It's fine. Don't worry. Where are you going? I'm getting my parachute on. I'm smart, you know. I wouldn't want them flying my plane because I'm pretty much guaranteed it's going to go down. Just like, oh, don't worry. We got all the chemicals out of Syria. Oh, they're gone. Oops. You've heard this before, and you're hearing it again. Go back many years. I was proud to be a Goldwater girl. I was, well, what's Goldwater? Oh, it's to go Barry Goldwater wanting to get rid of the segregation. He wanted to bring back segregation and get rid of non-segregated America. He wanted to resegregate America again. Was Hillary for gays? Not until recently. No, she's changed her tune. The only person who's ever stayed consistent is Donald J. Trump and what he says. Look at John Kerry. Oh, we got all the chemical weapons out of there. Well, not. I don't think so because they used them. But then how, I mean, in an area that big, how can you guarantee chemical weapons are all gone? Well, I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. And I proudly thank the men who died who gave that right to me. You know, I'm proud to be an American. Well, the number of Democrats that say they're proud to be an American, that's going down tenfold. That's tanking like no one's business. But guess what, folks? It was Michelle Obama who said, oh, America's great and all this. When her husband was taking office. But after all his policies and everything, and all that he had done to make this country so great, when she's leaving office, oh, America's not a great place anymore. What do you mean it's not a great place anymore? I mean, the only difference between before and after is your husband's policies. I mean, you can't blame Trump for anything because he hadn't even been president. That's the difference. Donald Trump could sign a bill into law today and they would blame anything that happens that day or the day after on that bill or whatever he signed. A Democrat passes a bill, something bad happens. Oh, well, no, see, that can't be the case because what happens is really, this is going to take time to get into the economic system and work and this and that. You can't be affected by something that just happens. That's what a Democrat would say, but since Trump's in office, everything's his fault. So it's just, I don't know. The only difference between all this is liberal and socialist policies. America's great. 8 years of Obama. Oh, America's not a great country anymore. That's not, it's horrible. It's, yeah, you're right. Obamacare is a disaster. It's falling apart. There are cities now that have no insurance because there's nobody in the insurance marketplace. So, hey, don't worry, folks, we're part of the resistance and we're standing up and we're going to bring this country back. But this is the problem we have with this nation. I'm going to get into this story and I warn you, this is a sickening story, folks. You might have a bucket with you because you're probably going to throw up when you hear this one. A sorority sister accused of faking cancer to scam parents and friends. A Northern Kentucky University student is accused of deluding her parents and sorority sisters into thinking she had stage 3 stomach cancer as police investigate what happened to the thousands of dollars raised in her name. Kelly Shamika, 20, allegedly pretended to be ill from June 2016 through March 2017. Fox 19 has reported. They say she used a cell phone as a forwarding service to receive and answer phone calls and text messages while pretending a healthcare worker was on the other end. Through it all, her sorority, Delta Zeta, hosted fundraisers and raised and rallied around her, who have shared her head and using her wheelchair. They all, like some of these sorority sisters, shaved their heads and they were using wheelchairs in solidarity with her. And they don't really know where it's gone, but they're saying they raised thousands and they're wanting to know where the money's gone and all this. I don't get it. My wife has fibromyalgia. I have a myopathy. They're no jokes. And to have someone joking about stuff like this, faking it, it makes me sick. Because the police are going out of their way, out of their own time and their own dollar and everything to try to help them find the people that donated money where the money went and to locate it. I guess they've never had an incident like this where they've had to try to go after and try to locate funds. They've had to do this. So, and it's just, I mean, how can you? I don't know. I mean, is she starving for attention? I don't understand it either. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, because I have issues and I don't play around. I mean, if I'm in pain, which is about 95% of the time, you'll know it. If I'm healthy, I'm healthy. I don't play around with that. You know, I'm grateful for the health I have and what I have. And so, and to have someone do something like that, just sick. Like I said, I don't understand this world that I live in. The Federal Appeals Court ruled for the first time Tuesday that the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects the lesbian, gay, and bi transgender community from employment and workplace discrimination. Now, I'm sure if it's like a very private club where they only have select people that work there, or they're very selective about who lives there, or who works there, or who actually is a member of the club, they can probably get away with that. Because I know the Civil Rights Act of 1964 does not apply if you have like a private club and you have to be approved to be a member, and they don't allow just anyone to walk in the door, and yet there's criteria, then you can discriminate. But for the most part, I guess other than that, you know, it's going to be happening. you know, I guess it seems like the only people who can be discriminated against are white heterosexuals and Christians. Everything else seems to be protected at the highest level. Oh, he can go pray at the mosque 10 times a day, but yeah, it's the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Oh, no, you got to be here. You can't, sorry. We just can't allow people to go pray. Well, that Muslim does 10 times a day. Oh, well, that's different. You know, it's okay to, they give all these benefits to everyone, but if you're white, heterosexual, and a Christian, and you're screwed. Don't get it. But I've never really, I've worked with people that you wouldn't, unless they told you, you wouldn't know they're gay. It's not like they go up, "Hello, I'm here for an interview. Hi, buddy. What's up?" But hey, I've never had that. And I've worked with gays, lesbians, transgenders, gender blenders, you name it. Pansexuals, I've had them all. Well, it's like now they have all these commercials. I don't know if it's nationwide, but here, where it's like, housing discrimination is illegal. If you're disabled or this or that, and I've never heard of that. Every place I've gone, they're like, "Oh, if we need to do this for you or build that for you, there's only one step, but if we need to get and build a little ramp so your wheelchair can get up here, we can do that, whatever. No questions asked, you know, if you need to have this." And it's been an okay thing. I've never heard of, I'm sure it probably exists, but I've never seen it.
Yeah. They discriminate you against if you don't have money.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep. Could be wrong. Could be wrong. That's the world we live in, though. That's the world we live in, folks. A U.S. Air Force fighter pilot jet of an F-16 that crashed near Maryland is out of the hospital, and the investigation goes on into what the cause was. A lot of speculation is around that the planes are getting old and we need newer ones. So that's a big question mark. He was able to eject and parachute to safety. And if you don't know when the ejection, if you ever seen Top Gun and the roof ejects and Cougar hits it and dies, that's not the case. Those things eject up and out, and they're usually below the plane before the pilot even gets ejected. So it's one of those things that. But anyway, they're asking people and officials around Maryland, D.C. area, if you find any debris or anything. They've given numbers to call and stuff, and it's good to see that he's okay. But it just makes you wonder why they had the issues in the first place. And it's just one of those things that just makes you appreciate life. I mean, I work with a girl that's about my age, and out of confidentiality, I won't say names or anything, but she's around my age, 40-some, and yesterday morning, she's at work, and everything's going great and everything, and next thing I know, she's losing her mind, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And I guess her mom called, and her sister went to go use the bathroom, and by the time she got to the bathroom, she collapsed and was dead. And we're trying to get her away that, no, we need to help you. Someone needs to drive you. You're not, But I know I'd be the same way. If something happened to my wife and she was in the hospital and collapsed, I've been going, okay, I'm going to be running red lights. I'm going to go 100 miles an hour. I said, Craig, I need to borrow your truck. I'm putting the sirens on. I'll explain later. And he'd probably just give me his truck. Here you go, buddy. Because he would know something's up. But I'd be going through red lights. I'd be like 100 miles an hour to get there. So I understand. That's why I always tell you on the program, tell the person you love them. Me and my wife say we love each other more than I can count a day, and it never gets old. And we do it for a reason. I mean, you never know. We love each other, and we want to let each other know it. Yeah, I know it's been only the 100th time in the last minute, but I love you. But it's just, you never know, and it just gets me thinking. I can count on my, I need more than both hands to count how many people my age that I've lost. And our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family. And we instantly just jumped in, and someone from night shift stayed. And because where we are, a lot of us are family. You know, when you work that close together, your coworkers and stuff are family, and you're there for them. And you know, when I came home from Philadelphia a couple years ago, probably 4 years ago or so, and I got the news that a buddy of mine was killed, you know. Bang. They just kicked in. If you need time off, Mama Ruth's like, you need to come out tonight. I'll have a beer. Let's talk. You know, everyone just like, Tammy was there for me. Everyone was. And that's just how we are. And because I was just like, not myself, and the baker finally came up to me, Kathy, because something's wrong with the hell. And I didn't know, like, I just, you know, when you have to bury someone that you know, you've known your whole life and everything, it's rough. And when you sit there and you, okay, in like 20 minutes, they're supposed to have a special ceremony for the Masonic Lodge, and there's probably a 2-hour wait still. To greet the family and stuff. And you never know. That's why you try to cherish every day you have. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, wherever you're listening around the world. Wow. What a conversation, folks. This is an amazing, this is a cool story. A glimmer of hope. After severe storms in Georgia, some residents in Greene County woke up to what appeared to be a broken power line in the shape of a cross. And it's just like, it doesn't appear to be. It is a cross. I mean, and I look at that, and the first thing I think is, that's God letting us know he's there and he's with us. Like at 9/11, when that piece of that metal fragment that what did it go into the shape of? A cross. That's not coincidence. So it's just amazing. You know?
U.S. launches missiles into Syria.
Wow. I guess, and I saw a clip glimpse as it came up on my, I got like a teleprompter type thing that does like news and stuff, and sort of like a, I forget, what are those, like a, they used to have like a wire, it's like a wire thing, like where you used to have like a, stuff that get printed. They had Tomahawk missiles, I guess, have been launched at Syria from the United States. So
destroyed portions of Syrian president's Bashar military's infrastructure.
Bashar al-Assad's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And guess 60 what?
60 missiles.
And guess fired. What? What is MSNBC going to say? Here we go. Another Republican at war. When they're chemically attacking their own people. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean,
President Trump did not announce attacks in advance.
Holy cow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's about time.
Time. Yep. And he's doing what has to be done. I mean, if we got attacked, if Hillary is president, I'd be scared because nothing would be done. Nothing. Oh, well, I mean, Hillary would walk by you and let you die as long as she got your vote. And she might help you if there's military, you know, people around or cameramen that can prove it. Yes, look, she's helping this innocent person. She don't care about you. But Barack Obama didn't care about you. He would have done something to go after the Boston bomber if he really cared about you.
Last paragraph in the story. The strike came as Trump was hosting meetings focused empire on another pressing U.S. security dilemma, North Korea's nuclear program. Trump action in Syria could signal to China that the new president isn't afraid to take unilateral military steps, even if key notions like China are standing in its way.
Amen. And we said unilateral. He's going to work with many nations to do it. This is not a U.S. only thing. It makes me happy that I know that if something's going to happen to us, I got someone that's going to try to do something to protect this nation. No, I might offend people with my comments on this story, but I mean, there is good out of it in the end. Family is going to donate organs of sorority sister who died after a pancake eating contest. I'm probably going to offend some people here, but I don't care. When you see people starving in other countries and you have a guy that's goes to a hot dog contest and eats 75 hot dogs. And you have, I saw a thing, I think it was on MTV or something, and this guy went to, it was like a Japanese guy, and he went to the sushi place and got like the nigiri sushi where it's like the, they have like the plate with like two pieces of like shrimp with rice or, you know, cooked fish with rice or raw fish or carrots or whatever, and he ate like 50, like 60, 70 plates of it. And he goes, well, I could eat more, but that's good enough. And I'm like, I just have a problem when there are hungry people out there and people are like eating mass quantities of food. Yeah, I'm going to try to eat 2 quadruple bypasses from a, you know, Heart Attack Grill. And okay, when there are some kids at one of those burgers, probably a single bypass burger probably would be more than some kids would get in a month. You know, I just don't understand this notion of let's stuff our faces. I mean, I'm grateful for what I have. But when you see, okay, let's shove our gratefulness in our faces. You don't have food, but we're just gonna eat till we throw up. I don't know. I guess I was taught with closet cleanouts, and that's what I call them, you know. Okay, this is your meal Monday. This is your meal Tuesday. This is your meal Thursday. Friday, it made me the starch from this day with the veg of this day and the meat from this day, and it was a meal. I mean, when I grew up, turkey was a big thing on Thanksgiving. And then you made like 3 different things with the leftover turkey. You had turkey noodle soup. You took the stuffing with the turkey and you ground it up and you made like turkey balls. And then you put the gravy over it and you baked it. But it was to utilize all the turkey. because it was when I grew up, it was starting to be way more readily available, but it was still a big time that you had turkey. Now you can have turkey sandwiches every day of the week. You know, when my mom grew up, it was, here's the one time of the year you have ham, the one time of the year you have turkey. So it's one of those things that, you know, I grew up on closet clean out. You know, you take stuff out of the closet, aka the refrigerator or the cabinets, and you made something out of it. All the leftovers. Nope. Not now. Now let's go to pancake eating contest. Let's see who can eat the most pancakes. I mean, at least the family's doing the right thing and donating the organs and all this. They don't really say what happened. Like, they said she only had like 4 or 5 pancakes and started to shake uncontrollably. I don't know if she was allergic to something and there was something in it. So it was probably a food allergy, what they believe most likely caused it. Because she did have food allergies, but they said that they don't believe that contributed to her death. So I guess they're still waiting for the autopsy to show what it is. Because, see, folks, this is true life. This is not CSI Miami, which I love that show, and CSI. You know, those, they get the results of, like, autopsies like that. Okay? You've had the body within 5 minutes of it being brought to the police station for forensic analysis. You already know the cause of death. It's usually months for DNA and all this stuff. But it's just one of these things. I think it's gonna take maybe a couple weeks before we know probably what happened or whatever, but because it doesn't sound like she ate a lot. But still, I just, you know, when I grew up, you know, like, we have an Arnie's Pizza in town. I love it. And it was like the once or twice a year we got to have that. It's just a different generation, you know. Now you have kids that go to Aldi's and they act like, oh, we're going to a refugee camp. Aldi's is great food. It's a totally different generation. You know, we didn't have iPhones. That's how we rolled. Not an iPhone in sight. We talked. I still remember when one of my friends played like Contra one night for like 2 hours. I'm like, it was gorgeous outside. Why didn't you go outside? And they stayed inside and played. Now kids, 2 hours on a computer playing video games, it'd be like nothing. It's just nice to see them doing the right thing and donating her organs and helping out other people, and she can live on. I know on the back of my driver's license, I think I have the organ donor thing, thanks to Phil Lash. You know, he's alive today, and I've got to see life after Jerry, because someone went to his mom or dad and said, hey, if anything ever happens to me, I want to be an organ donor. It's the simplest thing, because I know a lot of people out there be like, Melissa, I know you want an organ if you need one right then and there, but would you be willing to just snap your finger and donate it? Yep. Some of it. Like Eric Cartman. No, 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 no. And granted, it's a cartoon, but there's some people out there that won't, but hey. It's going to be a pretty interesting night today as we find out more about this attack on Syria. You know, I mean, Obama, we knew what he was doing beforehand. Trump, he's like, hey, they're not saying anything. And there's a reason why you don't say anything. Well, I guess Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said Thursday that there are steps underway on an international coalition to get rid of Bashar al-Assad and get him out of power. And you notice how they're using unilateral coalition? You know, it's not, well, I'm Obama, I'm doing this. No, it's, we are Donald J. Trump. This is my Secretary of State. And with the United States in coalition with many other nations, we need to get whoever is responsible for this chemical attack out of office. If it's Bashar al-Assad, yes. If it turns out it's not him, we need to get whoever is responsible. End of list. You know, that's what we got to do. You know, it's not, America's not the only country here, folks. There's many other countries, there's many other nations. So, it's going to be interesting how all this plays out. It's nice to feel safe. Not that no one wants to go to war. But when something like this happens, there has to be a response. With Obama, there was no response. Whether it was out of our country or even in our country. That's why you gotta enjoy your life. And be grateful for every day you have. I want to move on now. I got 15 minutes or so left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world or in the U.S. In a fast-paced chain of events, majority of Republicans have cleared a way for Gorsuch to be confirmed by Friday morning. They're utilizing the nuclear option, and I think by Friday morning, Gorsuch will be on the Supreme Court and voted in. And there's some Democrats from Indiana who have voted for Gorsuch, and there are liberal friends of mine that are outraged. And I said, well, isn't that funny? Because we should be Americans. Okay, we need to stand together, period. Just because they're a Democrat doesn't mean they're a Democrat 100%. Just because it says they're a Republican doesn't mean they're a Republican 100%. John McCain is basically a progressive. So is Lindsey Graham. So is Mitch McConnell. I've said it millions of times. That's a million and one times, but you get my drift. Just because Eric Holcomb is a Republican, he's our governor, but he's doing some things that is very liberal. And some of us on the right are outraged. He wants to reverse some of the things that Mike Pence did. But that's how it is. It's a give and take. Trump's not going to get everything he wants, just like Obama wasn't going to get everything he wants. That's what liberals need to wake up and realize, that there are Democrats that are not going to be 100% liberal. And they're going to vote for some things. And it's nice to see some Indiana Democrats saying, hey, I support Gorsuch. I support someone that wants to be the middle of the road and call call it by the book and not by a political agenda. It's nice to see that. It's nice to see that. Because that's how it is in this country, folks. That's how it is. You know, we've gotten so divided to where, well, you can't be a Democrat because you support Gorsuch. Okay. When did becoming a Republican mean you could only support 100% conservative things? Or you can only support Republicans 100%? When did that become the rule and the standard instead of, hey, he's doing what's best for this nation. He's a Democrat, but he's doing what's best for this nation. I support him. I back him. Because he's doing what's right for this nation. Not anymore. Nope. Not anymore. You know, it's now it's your Republican period or your Democrat period. There's no, I'm a human first, American second. And I'm sure you saw this on the news because this is like the biggest breaking is news coming out right now. That Barry Manilow is gay. Like that really, like we really cared if he was or not. To me, I'm one of those people like, okay, let's move on. I don't need to know. I don't really care if Kim Kardashian is heterosexual or not. Who cares if someone's gay or lesbian or bi or whatever? I don't care. That's the least. If they're a good person and they're doing what's right, I support them. If he is a Christian, but you go into his basement and he's murdered 1,000 people, what does that? I'm not going to support the guy. You know, I mean, you never saw him with a woman, never had a girlfriend, never talked about it. And I even said this on the program before. When he came to Purdue, Don Siebel, a friend of mine, he was like, well, he had like a woman of the night. Like every night he'd pick a woman of the night. And if you were like in his fan club or something and you were one of the people that was able to give him flowers, you'd go into his dressing room before the concert when he wasn't there. And if your flowers were gone, then he picked you, and all that meant is he took one of his assistants took the flowers and threw them in the trash. So if you were his girl for the night, that meant your flowers went in the trash. But so what if he's gay? His music's amazing. His lyrics are awesome. It's timeless. I mean, what's more saddening to me is the fact that at 90 years old, today we lost Don Rickles. And I thought it was kind of like, that's legit. Because I saw it, I'm like, that can't be real. But when you look and it says Fox News or ABC or CBS, and you know, yeah, that's, yep. I just feel like all the good ones are going, all the good actors. I mean, me and my wife watch Andy Griffith from time to time, the reruns on TV Land, and it's amazing the things that Andy Griffith says to Opie that hold true to today. The lessons that this generation needs to hear. And unfortunately, they won't. But that's how the cookie crumbles, I guess. That's how the cookie crumbles. I just so grateful to be in a nation with a president that I can stand behind, that I feel safe as possible with. You're not going to be 100% safe, but I feel secure knowing that I'm going to have someone that's going to do something about an issue if it arises, whether it's in the U.S. or an ally or someone that we should help. Got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And I want to move on to some English Premier League news. And frustration city for Manchester United. And how do we move forward? And how do we... It's like we went from having the most shots on goal and not getting that many in to now it's kind of... There's not many shots on goal and not many are going in. And how do we move forward? And like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, is he going to stay around? What's his plans for next year? And he goes, I'm taking it day by day, because he goes, I'm not 25 anymore. I've got maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 years left. And do I play him? Will I play him at Manchester United? I have no idea. We will see. I just want to help the team win and be successful. It's reported that if Manchester United is to get rid of Gabby De Gea, the goalie, it's going to cost $66 million. You know, if Real Madrid would even take him, and we're not sure if it's even going to happen or not. Don't know. It may be something he wants. They really haven't. He hasn't really said. As far as I've been told and what I've looked up, like the London Sun Times and everything, he basically he's not really made an intention one way or the other of leaving. But I don't know. I wouldn't get rid of him, but that's just me. But still, $66 million is a lot for a goalkeeper. There are some football clubs in England that would get them 4 players. So, I just don't know what to make of it. I have a sinking gut feeling that he's gonna leave on his own accord. Like he wants to go. He wants to experience, you know, another league, another club. So we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. I'm still thinking the best chance of getting the Premier League, to getting into the Champions League, is to win the Europa League. I still think we could get in. We could get in fourth place no matter what. Even if we win the Europa League, that would get us into the Champions League for next year. I still think we can get into fourth place. It's very doable. So, it's hard to believe, I guess. I wanted to get into this really quick. It's hard to believe that motorsports is full underway and baseball is underway. And it's just amazing, because I guess there's only going to be for the Indy 500, I guess. Ed Carpenter is only going to have two cars, because I guess with money and stuff, they're only going to run 2 cars this year. And Piggott is free to kind of look elsewhere and see what else he can find. And it's not like he's just doing it out of economics and things. It's nothing, no hardship against anyone, nothing against Piggott or anything, but Ed Carpenter's only going to run 2 cars. And then you had one of the teams had H.H. Gregg for a sponsor, and since they filed for Chapter 13 protection help, they're looking for a full-time sponsor, or at least something to cover some of the races. So it's going to be interesting how that all shakes out. And, you know, and especially with NASCAR, you know, trying to find sponsors of, you know, when some of these are going to turn things upside down, you know, with a lot of these filing for Chapter 13 and different stuff. So it's just interesting. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and for the program and listening to it. And it's going to be interesting how IndyCar season shakes out with changing of sponsors and different stuff, and with NASCAR and how they're doing that format and segment racing and all that stuff, which I'm still not a big fan of. But with about 90 seconds left in the program, folks, I'm going to thank you all for tuning in, listening, and being a part of the resistance and waking up. And you don't have to agree with me 100%. I don't expect you to. But just think for yourself while you still can. Think while you still can. I remember I was watching this thing on the Enemy of the State, How It's Made. And one of the guys that was helping with the knowledge of the film and giving them advice and stuff and what to do, they said they looked up FBI files on like Will Smith and like Gene Hackman. They had like 200 plus pages of stuff on Will Smith and Gene Hackman and all this. And he's like, wow, just makes you wonder. You know. So while you can still speak your own mind, do it before you're told what to think and what to do and how to act and how to behave. And folks, remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually and the sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.